We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Because I think you guys were a little bit disappointed that I had him at 15. I think you guys wanted me to either put him really, really high or really, really low so you could sink your teeth into something. And I'm only being fair. I did have somebody says, Shador and Denzel Enjoyer, Warden season. If someone had, someone says top 15, they're lying. He just had one of the worst seasons known to mankind. I mean, I got people coming in saying that they're upset that he's even ranked 15th.
Well, what would that person have said about the year prior when they had all the injuries and they had a bunch of guys that didn't even join them in training camp, help them on their way? Wasn't that kind of a masterful coaching job?
I would think so, yeah. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I mean, I looked at Andy Reid. I make this argument for Andy Reid being number one because of what I said in the last segment, and Owen did not necessarily disagree with that. I think the Super Bowl exposed to everybody nothing about Mahomes's legend or Reed's legend or anything. I think it exposed just how many late first round picks the Kansas City Chiefs have had, how many guys they've had to change their roster over, and how tough it is for them to get back to the Super Bowl every year.
They started a guard at left tackle for the whole second half.
Yes! And you're playing against a team again. They got two monsters there. Right there in the middle of the defensive line. It's like, dude, you can double team those guys. They are going to be throwing guys out of the club being double teamed there. Philadelphia is a complete football team, and Nick Sirianni does a good job. That's why I put him number 8 overall.
Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to this season, considering the, to me, baffling decision to have these four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If he gets through this and they somehow don't tank the first six games of this brutal schedule, and they figure out a way where either one quarterback emerges or maybe the first one doesn't materialize, and then he has to figure out, all right, who is going to be the guy the rest of the year? And they end up with a halfway decent record, or somehow hover around 500. I mean, that will be just an incredible coaching job. Especially without, remember, Nick Chubb is gone, the stuff with Judkins, and then, not to mention, JOK is not there.
Yes.
If they're winning games, considering all of that, with all the holes all of a sudden we think they might have on the roster.
I think there's some residual there that comes back from 23, like you said, where it's like, hey, you did a job of keeping this team afloat and getting them to the playoffs as a head coach, considering the changes that they had to make at the quarterback position. You had that one great performance by Deshaun Watson, and then I remember Andy comes running here, shows me his phone from the Browns and how he's going on IR, and it was like the wind was taken out of our sails, and they still ended up making the playoffs, and that's why Kevin won Coach of the Year that year. Now, Kevin doesn't deserve to be a top 10 coach, obviously, after coming off of 3-14, my God. And I can give you no, I don't think that they were putting their best foot forward in the final month of the season. So I think that that would be a very upsetting thing for me. And to me, it was hard not to knock him for that. It was hard not to put him at 20 for that. But I still go to the residuals of what they can be. I don't think they're going to be as bad as what some people think they are. I just don't think they're going to be that great this year. And can a good coach, who's number 15, get them to not that great this year and maybe get them to a position where they could be great in the future again? Maybe they can, because they seem to have zero pressure on Kevin Stefanski going into the season, which I think to a lot of fans out there is ridiculous because we have long memories. But again, you can't just bring into a season with a head coach that you intend on firing halfway through the year. If you were intending on firing him or thought you could fire him halfway through the year, you just let him go in February and you move on with your football career. Or you move on with your football team. 216-474-0092. You mentioned that four-horse quarterback race. You know who Albert Breer thinks is the most talented quarterback on your roster? Want to take a guess?
Joe Flacco.
Let's see what Albert Breer told the guys in the afternoon yesterday.
I think the weird thing about it is, guys, is like despite everything, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. And like as much as you invested in him and as much as you still have to invest in him going forward based on the guarantees in the contract. Selling on him now, getting rid of him now, just bailing on him now would be selling really low. So, like, even if there's like a 1% chance that the old Deshaun Watson is going to reemerge at some point, you've already been through an entire offseason with him. Like, I don't know. Like, I just sort of feel like, you know, it makes sense to stash him, you know, and see what happens.
That's Albert Breer with the guys on the afternoon, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com is where you can hear, and we'll play a little bit more of that coming up here in moments. Mitch texted us that. Who texted us that yesterday? Was it Mitch? He texted us that yesterday, and I goes, Breer drunk on the air? People have accused us of being drunk on the air. I go, did Breer have a couple of drinks before he went on the air and said that? I go, wait a minute, hold on. He said talent. He said talent. He said talent. Talent is the word he used. Not most ready, not clearest in the head, because I thought at times last year before the injury, he's definitely seeing ghosts. He's running himself into problems. He's running himself into sacks. He doesn't have a grip on the offense, whatever offense that they're trying to run. He's in a bad place. He said talent. Is Deshaun Watson still the most talented quarterback on the roster?
Regretfully, I have to say yes.
Regretfully, I have to agree.
I think it kind of says more about
where we're
your
at.
Choices, yes. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, hey, that doesn't mean that man, Dillon Gabriel might be someone who we've underestimated. Okay. We've seen stories of that. I mean, Brock Purdy. If we're talking talent, who would have had Brock Purdy in a situation where he could just cash in with a, how much did he make? Was it $50 million a year or whatever it was?
Yeah, he made a lot of money.
Like, obviously, I never thought Brock Purdy had that kind of talent. So guys can surprise you.
Yeah, his family at the bar in Ames, Iowa knew the same thing.
I mean, you saw that game too. That we were at. You did not look that talented in that game.
Yeah, I just wasn't the one shooting my mouth off at the bar after the game, but that's just you. That's not me.
It's a small town. I can't account for the three bars they have in town.
That was really
and
weird.
Whether the family's going to be there.
In Lima's defense, I can't believe the family of Brock Purdy was sitting right behind us at a hotel bar.
I would like for you from now on, the next time you're in Ames and you go to a bar, ask around, ask everyone. Are you related to the quarterback of the Iowa State?
We were already with somebody that was related to the head coach, so you knew I was going to blast the coach.
Anthony Becht is like 6'6". I think he tends to stand out.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So I don't think you're going to make that mistake again. Go ahead with what you're saying.
All right, so let's go through the guys. Obviously, Joe Flacco was talented enough to go first round and win a Super Bowl and all those, but so many years ago. Funny thing is, Joe Flacco's arm looks identical to what it was back then. So that's why I asked, was it Joe Flacco that he said? Then next is someone who was a first-round pick but went, what, 22nd overall? Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, 20th.
I haven't seen a ton of talent there with Kenny Pickett.
Mike Martz said he's a diamond in the rough. More on that coming up later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll hear that.
In the rough.
Then Shador. Okay, Shador is vexing because me and you were talking about taking him number 2 overall. And then right after the combine, people are like, are you nuts? He is not going in the first round. He's not going in the first 2. He may be a third day guy. And then he slipped all the way to where he was. And then Dillon Gabriel, who was he a third round guy?
Yep.
That people told us was the most overdrafted quarterback in years.
Yeah.
So talent wise, I can understand why. Despite everything we've seen in a Browns uniform, which looks like one of the worst quarterbacks in recent NFL history, that Deshaun Watson, because still in Albert Breer's mind is, all right, Deshaun Watson, I remember that guy from his sterling college performances to how incredible he was in Houston, to where I'm sure Albert Breer agreed with me that that's top 5 quarterback. So a guy that was a top 5 quarterback, you're not just in your mind going to be able to delete all of that, erase it from your memory, and the stuff we've seen with him when he's been injured and mentally completely out of it with the Browns.
If you're talking talent, I can't disagree with you whatsoever because it's talent. Now, Joe Flacco, I think you add his age in there, and that's when you bring up the talent. You go 40 years old, there's differences there. Yeah, and Kenny Pickett. I know. I'm sure there's guys. He's drafted in the first round. I'm sure there were other guys who like Kenny Pickett. Fair enough. And when it comes to Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, I think you're right. I don't think I need to add anything more because you just said it. I think it's what makes Shador Sanders so much fun to talk about is that you went from number two overall to the fifth round. It wasn't number two overall to late first round or even day two. It was day three, and you had already drafted a quarterback before. So I think that when it comes to talent, you have to question how much talent does he really have? What has he had to deal with? Okay, that's added into it, but I'm not talking about adversity. We're talking about talent. Talent has to play out in there. Talent to be able to read all these things. Now, if Deshaun Watson is still your most talented quarterback, I think a lot of people would say that's a problem. I think the Browns are probably telling you that in so many ways because you have two first-round picks next year. So we have to couch all these opinions on all these quarterbacks going, they have two first-round picks next year. Why do they have them? Why did they make that trade? You guys all know the answer. So, yeah, it would go to say, as don't shoot the messenger here, because when Breer first said it, I needed the context. I'm going, Judas Priest, was he just not paying attention? Did he just wake up? Had he had a couple? I don't know. But if you put it in that context, yeah, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. It's just you don't really want to play him.
Now
you don't want to play the guy.
If you think we've been talking about him mentally looking like he lost it, which I think anybody who's watched him
and emotionally on the field, he lost it.
It's incredible. Like I thought, well, he would just pick the game back up. I didn't think the time off was going to be that big of a deal. I saw Michael Vick come back and look like a better version of himself. Maybe not as quick and in the open field, but I saw him look like a smarter version of himself. I just thought, all right, Watson with that time off, you know, he's not going to lose all his athleticism or anything like that. So he's still going to run around making plays. And then the guy I saw throwing balls in the dirt, not even close, bad body language.
Well, it sounds to me like you guys think once you have talent, you can't lose talent. Like, you can't lose the athletic ability that you had. Because he did not look like a quarterback to me last year when he was on the field.
But I think he was in his own head. But I said that about Joe. I said, Joe's 40 years old. If Joe was 30, I think that you could sit there and go, hey, Joe's got a lot of talent there, obviously.
Well, Owen,
Joe's
40.
I don't know. I don't even think it was in his head. I think he just lost it. I think it's been like
Chuck Knoblauch.
Yes, I think it's been gone since the moment that he took the year off, right? And then the suspension happened after that. So it was almost two full seasons before he got back on an NFL field. And it looked like to me, it never came back. We will always go back to the half against Baltimore. That was a half. I was not sold after that half. I know a lot of people were because there's a feeling of optimism there and the team's record was good and it felt like, oh, they're onto something. I don't know. I think the talent's gone. I think the talent is something that you can have as a younger quarterback. You can definitely have all that raw talent in the world once you turn 30 years old in the NFL especially.
So do you think
who is more talented than him on the roster?
Well, on this roster.
You may say his talent's gone, but is he still the most on this roster?
Anthony brought it up. Flacco's arm is still the same Flacco arm that it always was. And he still throws the picks that he always threw.
Still
and now he's 40-something, and his mobility that was very lacking then is even more lacking, you know?
Oh, and I just have, it's maybe a silly question. It's impossible for you to really answer, but I am curious just what you think philosophically. Like, maybe not Patrick Mahomes. Let's go Josh Allen. If Josh Allen was out of the game, could he lose it? Could Josh Allen just lose it?
Yeah, I think if you don't commit, and I don't believe that Deshaun Watson committed off the field enough to keep his talent level at the top of the NFL talent pool, right? I think that right now, if we had one drive to go win a game with the five quarterbacks on the roster, we had one drive to go win a game, I would take Joe Flacco.
I would take Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco will have the confidence to go down the field. He may get picked off, but he still has the confidence to go down the field. I don't believe Deshaun Watson has the confidence to go down the field.
I could see Watson drive stalling out and going four and out at his own 25.
Yes, I totally agree with Owen on that. The other two of them I haven't got a chance to see. If we're between Shador and Dylan, maybe because Dylan has had to do it with three different teams, I'd probably take Dylan over Shador. I'd probably take them all over Kenny, but Kenny, he led fourth quarter drives with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Remember, we had Anthony Alford sitting there calling him a stud.
If I've got one choice, right, I can make one choice, and luck is not involved, and it just goes down to skill, who I believe for this one drive, I'll take Joe Flacco over all five of them.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.